This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is a very, very unique and special edition of the picks, and TJ was demanding we put Michigan State and Rutgers at Madison Square yes. Garden on here. So let's hit the music, David. Now, listen, this is a four-sport delight because we had to make sure we got to 8 to 10 picks. So we're not shortchanging you, but we do start out. Now, this is the Rico section right here. Friday night, tonight, number 21, Michigan, travels to Mackey Arena to take on number 11, Purdue. Purdue laying 3.5. We start with Rico Beard.
Mike, I'm going to go with the Purdue Boilermakers.
Microphone.
Look at TJ. Be curious. Look at you.
Go ahead, buddy.
The Purdue Boilermakers at Mackey. Look for Lawyer to have a big game against Michigan. Yeah, give me the Boilermakers.
Over to Kenneth Cott. Now, will you even watch this?
I, of course, am a college basketball elite. I know every school mascot just like you, Mike.
You know what channel it's on?
Peacock.
No, there you go.
Hey, see, I got one.
He was being flippant, but he didn't realize he got it right.
Purdue, 3.5.
Over to David.
So all of Michigan losses have been by 2, 2, 1, and 3. So I have to go Michigan here. They either lose by 3 or they win.
Oh, you know, that's a pretty good strategy, David.
Yeah, I like what David said. I'd be lying to you if I said I could name one player on Michigan's roster.
Well, fun fact, their point guard is named after a famous ex-president. It's not Barack Obama. It's George Washington.
Oh, no kidding.
Bottom line,
but against him then.
Rico tells me Michigan turns it over a ton. At Mackey, that's a house of horrors. Give me the Boilermakers and Zach Edey in his 30th year. I'm kidding. I know he's on the Grizzlies or whatever. All right. Michigan State, number 25, or laying 2.5. They are traveling to the Mecca, the world's most famous arena. They are taking on Rutgers, laying 2.5. Rico Beard, you'll be at this game.
I will not be at this game, but this is a game where Rutgers has a ton of talent, but in the end, they never can put it together and win games. Michigan State is absolutely horrible in Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the 2.5 is enough with the Rutgers normally collapse. Give me the Spartans.
Barely. Kenneth G. Cott.
Another game I will absolutely be watching on, I'm going to guess, Paramount Plus. I have no idea.
Is this FS1?
Yes.
I'm going to go with Rutgers.
Ha ha! No, correction. Michigan is on Fox. Michigan State is on CBS.
All right, major network coverage. Right.
I am going Rutgers here in Madison Square Garden. They will get it done against the Spartans.
How do you bet against a team whose best player is named Ace Bailey? Go ahead.
If Rutgers can't win, Rico, why are they only 2.5-point dogs? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Because State's horrible at Madison Square Garden.
Okay, well, and Rutgers, you know what? Sold. Give me the Scarlet Knights.
I'm just going to take Rutgers. They have 2 NBA players, and MSU can't shoot threes. And I'm with Rico. It's PTSD. I can't remember last time State played well at MSG.
Yeah.
It's not the greatest handicap in the world, but that's what I'm offering you. Take them to the Palisades, Rutgers. All right, now we go to the NBA. Your Detroit Pistons. TJ so excited they're over 500. He's bought season tickets.
Oh, they are?
Pistons catching 3.5. They travel to Orlando. Mr. Rico.
I think you're going to have Cade trying to make his pitch to say, I deserve to be on the All-Star team. Give me the Pistons and the points in this game.
Now, Kenny will absolutely be dialed into this.
Actually, no, I will be watching this one. I told David after, if the Pistons hit 500, I'd be watching Pistons games. So here we are.
Kenny, there's a great pick five sequence at Gulfstream Saturday. Pegasus Day. Lock in.
Okay.
We got some ponies to bet on Saturday.
That too. Give me the Pistons.
We go over to David.
They've only won one game against the Orlando Magic. Don't play well, but I got to go with Cade here. Let's go Pistons.
Sure, I'll jump on board.
Wow. Yeah. Nuanced. Hey,
I mean, you throw a basketball in here, you know what you're getting from me, Mike.
I know. Is anyone alive for the Magic? At last check, all their players had died.
Wagner will return soon.
Okay. Pistons. Honestly, Pistons are playing good basketball, and a lot of these teams in the East are just ass. All right. Tampa Bay Lightning, they travel to Detroit, take on Kenny's blessed Wings. You just got to pick a winner, people. But y'all.
I'm going to go with the Lightning to win. I'm going under.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Rico's a big Vinnie LeCavalier fan. We go over to Kenny.
Yeah, Nikolai Hobbybulin. Mike, hit that Rico sound effect because that's how I'm going to be after the Wings win. And hit it over. They pumped a bunch of shots on goal last game. They're going to do the same thing here.
Shout out Roman Hammerlick. We go over to David.
Does St. Louis still play for this team in Tampa Bay? Oh, my Martin? Gosh. I am going Tampa Bay here, and I'm going under.
Good pull. Martin St. Louis.
Got Dave it. Vanderchuk. Let's go.
Exactly. Bring it back.
Screw it. I'll go with the Red Wings, too. Big win over Montreal. What was that, last night, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, they got some momentum.
Lord Mountbatten was in
the over, too.
You're going the over?
Yeah.
I'll take Lightning and under. All right, let's go to the real stuff where TJ will actually speak.
Finally.
All right, Commanders-Eagles. Eagles are laying 6.5, and you have the total, 47.5. Mr. Rico.
I'm going to go with the Commanders. I think they're going to keep riding high. I think that they may even win this game and give me the over. I don't see any punts in this game. Very few. It's going to be a lot of scoring opportunities. And the weather is a little more conducive than it was last week. Give me the Commanders. Give me the over.
Kenneth.
Out of pure spite, we pick against the Commanders. Eagles lay the 6.5. Give me the over.
David.
I believe that this is going to be the upset of the weekend. The Commanders are going to win this game, which means it has to go over.
Oh, my. TJ?
I'm taking Philly. I think they cover that spread easy. They've already faced Jaden Daniels twice. They're not going to be shocked by the whole, rookie quarterback coming in. They know what he's made of. And Washington's not going to be able to run the ball on Philly like they did last week against Detroit. I'm taking Philly to cover, and I think I'm going to take the under. I think it's going to be a 27-17 type game.
I just think Philly's going to operate like Army football, 50, 52 rushes. And Saquon at this point, I'm pretty sure he wants to end John Mara's life. So figure Saquon for about 2.25. It's a nightmare. I think Philly beats him up pretty good. I'm going to go under with you, though. I question whether Washington can really score in this game.
Yeah, it's going to be a time of possession game. Long, drawn out drives. That's the way I see it playing.
I'll go Eagles and under. Bills, Chiefs, this is the one. The latest line we have, Chiefs laying 1.5. And then your total, 48.5. Rico, what do you want to do?
You know what? I know a lot of people are really hoping and praying that it's not going to be the Chiefs. I'm just going to embrace it and say it will be the Chiefs. They're the better team. And I'm also going to go over as well.
Okay. Are we a little shootout, Kenny?
I'm going to say it's going to be the Bills because I don't want Taylor Swift to be running my football league. And it's going to go over because Josh Allen's going to say...
You're right, Rico. There's a lot of hope in my pick here. I am hoping that it's the Bills, but I know what it's going to be. I'm going to go under.
TJ with a nuanced breakdown. Yeah, what do you have for everybody?
I'm going to take the over to start. I think it's going to be a point fest, passing attack left and right for both teams. And I think the difference is going to be the takeaways. I think Buffalo is able to get one or two off Mahomes. They were the number one team all season long, Buffalo, at turnover differential. Sorry, I think they get one this week. I think it's going to be a big one, too. And I'm taking... Like I said, maybe manifesting this destiny, but I'm taking Buffalo in the upset.
I want Buffalo, but I'm not allowed to be happy watching football. So it's going to be Kansas City. Taylor Swift will punch the easy button on her friendship bracelet. There will be a critical penalty to ruin my life. And I'm going to go under. Last one, boys. Who's winning the Pegasus Cup Saturday at Gulfstream Park for $6 million?
A horse.
Yeah.
Some horse named Pegasus.
The gray horse.
Gray horse.
Give me the horse with four legs.
Jesus. The one with the funniest name is my guess.
And, yeah.
Never bet against a gray horse.
There
Mike,
you
Mike
go.
Taught me that.
Genetically faster. Yeah. Okay, good
how
talk.
Many, how many races are at the
pen? We're done. No, I'm not even doing this. That was a bad idea to just screw around with you. I'm not doing it. It'll end up in some form of horses wearing sunglasses joke by Kenny. Not doing it.
Nay bands. Come on, man.
Those always, are the picks.
Always take the horse with the Nike hoofs.
There we go. Okay, then. Those are the picks. 97.1.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.